Love Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women. This is your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it's my pleasure and delight to be with you. Tonight, we're at the Healing Time Cafe in Suffolk, Virginia. We're actually at 3235 Bridge Road, Suffolk, Virginia. If you're in the area, stop on by. They have a delicious menu. Tonight they have a $7 combo. You get a smoothie and a sandwich. So come on by if you're in the Suffolk area. We were here last Thursday night. We had a wonderful time. We're going to be here for the month of July, raising awareness about women in crisis and supporting issues concerning women, and as we do that, we're also going to support the Healing Time Cafe. It's been a wonderful journey thus far. We're only 7 days into the month, but we thank everyone that has called in and asked questions about issues concerning women. We are on a campaign this month to do 3,000 voices strong, and that means we want to contact 3,000 people and tell them about issues concerning women, what we're doing, how we're going to open our house in October, and our grand opening will be October the 1st, and we are so excited about that as well. So we're on a grassroots marketing plan to raise money, to raise funds. So if you're interested in being a part of the show or knowing more about issues concerning women, you may call me at 757-567-6734. Tonight, what you hear in the background is Thomas Oliver, and he's a young man who has a band here in Suffolk, and he's very excited about what he's doing. And we interviewed him last week, so if you get a chance, go back to Issues Concerning Women, blogtalkradio.com, and listen to that program. So we actually had a chance to talk with him a little bit about what he was doing. But tonight I have another special guest. Her name is Christina Stevenson, and she's a young lady who just graduated recently. She's an up-and-coming poet, and she's a motivational speaker. So you're going to be looking out for her because she's going to come back to the show, I'm sure, many, many times to let you know what she's doing. And we're really excited for her. And as one of her mentors, I'm excited as well because I get the opportunity to interview her and to talk to her and to find out what she's doing since she's graduated. So without further ado, we're going to bring on Christine Stevenson, and she's going to tell you a little bit about where she is right now, what she has been doing, and what she's looking forward to in the future.
Hello, good evening. How is everyone? My name is Christina Stevenson, and I am a recent graduate from Brown and Stratton. I graduated last April with my bachelor's in business administration, and I'm just pursuing a career, as Ms. Humphrey told you, as a motivational speaker, looking forward to starting writing children's books and also venturing out to open up future businesses concerning the youth and doing various projects around that topic. Also, right now, currently, I'm working at Best Buy as a full-time associate in a leadership position, and I'm just giving all praise to God each and every day, for He is blessing me more and more with new opportunities, new ideas to help the youth, to help myself, family, friends, and to utilize every resource within my reach. So I'm very excited to be working with Missy Humphrey. She's an excellent mentor. She's very real and very passionate about what she does. And I'm very excited to take this opportunity on to venture out with her and just be blessed just to be in her presence. Thank you so much for having me. I hope you enjoy the show, as I know you will, every week. And thanks again.
Thank you, Christina. And the guys are still playing in the band, so we're hoping that this comes out loud and clear, because if it doesn't, we're going to do it over next week. We'll do a do-over. But anyway, we're excited to be at Healing Time Cafe. We're in Suffolk, Virginia, and we are so excited about what's going on. And we have the drummer. He's all excited back there hollering in the background, "Hey!" So it's been a wonderful evening thus far, and we're excited. You don't want to miss what's happening here at Healing Time Cafe. If this is the first time that you've tuned in to Issues Concerning Women, we are all about women advocates for women, their families, and for small business. We want you to come out and support the Human Time Cafe. They are open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then Saturday from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. And on Thursday nights for the month of July, they will be sponsoring Thomas Oliver and his band. And it's very exciting, and these are young people, and they are very excited about what they're doing. So come out and take a few minutes, spend some time with us. The other exciting thing that's going on here at Healing Time Cafe is for every combo that you purchase in the month of July, they will donate $1 to Issues Concerning Women. Woo-hoo! So we're excited about that. So we want you to come out and support the Healing Time Cafe because that supports small business and it also supports Issues Concerning Women. So please take the opportunity to come out. It's a wonderful atmosphere. It's a wonderful place. If you've never been here, it's right off of the James River Bridge in Suffolk, and I come from Virginia Beach. So it doesn't take me more than 30 minutes to get here. So I take 664 to exit 9A, and then I go across the James River Bridge, and it's a Hers Shopping Center on the left. So if you're in the area anytime, and the campaign is going on for the whole month of July, I don't have to be here, but his staff will be here. There's Monique and Miss Hemingway will be here, and Dr. Saunders is here. So stop on by and just enjoy the atmosphere and hanging out. It's a great place to hang out. It's also a wonderful place to have your meetings. I think they can hold about 28 to 30 people here, and the food is delicious, so you don't want to miss that as well. So even if you just come by yourself, hey, that'll be great. You'll enjoy what you get here at the Human Time Cafe. My favorite is the turkey club sandwich. You know, they're going to have to name it after me after a while because I have it every time I'm here. So they're going to change the name to the Francine Turkey Club Sandwich. You know, but it's delicious, and I love it. And they are well known in Suffolk for their smoothies. So we want you to come hang out at the Human Time Cafe and just have a good old time. Tonight we have some other people hanging out in with the band, so we're going to go around the room and say hi to some folks. We're going to probably surprise them because they're not expecting me to be doing this, but you know me, hey, I'm all about networking and having fun. Hello. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm here again at Healing Time Cafe, and would you just give your name and tell us why you're here tonight?
My name is Erin Johnson, and I'm here to see all the fantastic music going on, and the food is very, very great as well. I just had a chicken barbecue sandwich, and it was delightful. And the music is just fantastic and very soothing for the heart.
Good. What was your favorite song so far?
It would probably have to be Hey Joe.
Okay. Good. And are you coming back next Thursday?
I have been here for the past 4 Thursdays.
All right.
So I will be back again for my 5th.
Okay. And your name again?
Erin Johnson.
Thank you, Erin. And we have a pretty lady sitting next to me, and I know she might not want to talk on the radio. But just say hello. You don't have to give your name. Just say hello. You don't want to say hello? Are you being monitored? See, that's not good. We have to talk more to her. You know I'm the director of Issues Concerning Women, so we might need to talk after the show about this program that you're in. Okay, that is great. And who's sitting next to you? Your Audie's father. Would you like to say something about your son?
My name is Mike Oliver.
Okay, and Thomas is your son.
My son.
Okay, and what was your favorite song tonight?
The Stone Temple Pilots song.
Great. See, we have shy people, but see, you can't hang around with me and be shy. Are you his mother? Thomas, is this your mother?
She's the one that's the doctor.
Okay, see, that's not good. We're going to have people scout outside the door. Get in at her. So, anyway, I won't even give the address anymore since we don't want her to be uncovered tonight. We have another young lady that's eating her meal. You want to say hello?
Just say hello. Don't be shy.
Hello.
It's radio. So it goes all across the United States. How are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
What's your first name? You know, I have to tell you last name.
Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. Did you enjoy the band thus far?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your favorite song? You know,
I don't know any of the names of them.
Okay. But are you enjoying yourself so far?
Yes.
Okay, great. So we don't want to get anybody in trouble tonight, so I'm moving on. Moving on down the road. I want to say hello to this pretty lady. Hi, Mama.
Hey, girl. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. How are you tonight?
Good.
Did you enjoy your meal?
Yeah.
Hanging out with us?
Everything.
Good. We are so happy to have you. And what's your name, young lady?
Eva.
All right, Miss Eva, we want to see you back again. See you soon. Okay.
Back.
All right. And we're going to let your husband say a little bit, so I know y'all trying to get out the door. But before you go, would you say a few words about how you enjoyed yourself tonight? Give your name and just say something nice about Healing Time Cafe. Just like you're talking about.
All right. Yeah, this is Elmore Jones here at Healing Time, enjoying myself. Just really leaning back and just enjoying me and my wife and the family and all the customers. We're just having a good time. So anytime y'all out this way, come on in at night, anytime, stop and enjoy yourself. We got a great hospitality group here to serve you and do whatever it takes to, for you to have, enjoy yourself. Be blessed and have a good one.
All right. Thank you, sir. And we want to let you know that the Healing Time Cafe is open Monday through Saturday. So anytime you're in Suffolk, come on by. If you're traveling, they have artwork on the wall. They're going to have live music every Thursday night for the month of July. And for each time that somebody buys a combo, they're going to donate a dollar to Issues Concerning Women. So thank you so much for coming by. All right, see you soon. Okay, good night. So we've been having a good time tonight at the Healing Time Cafe. And we want to get Dr. Saunders on, give him a say a few words tonight. Hello, Dr. Saunders.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, good, good.
Yeah, everybody's out enjoying themselves again tonight at Healing Time Cafe on every Thursday night. And just come out and enjoy the music. Just stay back and enjoy yourself and help us count, help us push out the campaign for a worthy cause for the month of July. So for every combo meal we're giving away, giving a dollar, donating a dollar to Issues Concerning Women, trying to come to a homeless shelter for homeless people, right? So we work towards that. So we need your support. We need your help. Come on out. Come on out and help us out. All right.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Saunders. We're going to get Thomas on the line again. Hey, Thomas, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, good, good. Are you having fun tonight? Good, good, good. So are you going to be back next week?
Every Thursday.
All right. So tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do and introduce your family.
Okay. Well, my name is Thomas Oliver. I am a musician in training. I play around Hampton Roads, Virginia, just gigs here and there, just have fun, jam a little bit with my compadre, Ricky Provost, drummer extraordinaire. We do an eclectic blend of different music with a positive message, we just enjoy playing. I mean, it's kind of always been our thing. So come on out, check us out. The food here is amazing. Try yourself a smoothie, all that good stuff. We also have another musician come play.
Chicken barbecue.
Chicken barbecue is off the chain, off the easy. And then my friend Dustin Slaughter, he comes out. Every blue moon, and throws down a little bit himself too. He's an amazing musician as well. So my phone number too is 757-100-599. We are musicians. We love to come out and play. Also give my friend Ricky a call, 757-214-4028. We play parties, bars, charity events, everything, the whole nine. So we've enjoyed working with Tony, and we really hope to have more future endeavors to come. So keep a lookout for us.
Thank you so much. Yes. We are so excited, and we want to thank you guys for all that you've been doing this month. And I know you've been here for over a month now, and so we really want to support you and just say thank you so much and keep up the good work. All right, and we'll be back next week. Okay. So we hope that you're enjoying the show tonight. You'll probably get a chance to hear a little bit more of the band in the background. And tonight, we're going to continue our interview with Christina, and we're going to ask her a couple questions. She told you about what she had been doing before, and we actually met at the college, and she was my intern. And I'm going to tell you guys, she was awesome. Anything that I asked her to do, she was diligent about doing it and completing her assignments. And anytime that you connect with the university and you get young people and you get a chance to mentor them, please do that. If you're a small business, that's something that you should be doing, because that's a way that you can give back. I know a lot of times a lot of the businesses, they think they're too busy. But if you go out and talk to the colleges, they will send you wonderful, wonderful people that will be able to help you. And the best thing is they get to put your company on their resume to help them move their education and career along. So we're just excited about that. So Christina, tell you a little bit about her wanting to be an advocate for children. And she writes poetry. I don't know if she told you that, but she's been writing poetry, so I'm excited to have her come back later and bring some samples of her poetry. But tonight we want to talk about her motivational speaking. She is a motivational speaker, and you will be hearing lots from her, because I'm going to make sure that you do in the months to follow. So, Christina, what has been the things that have motivated you that want to make you to be a motivational speaker? I think I said that right. I kind of got sometimes, but I kind of know what I mean.
Well, the things that I see, the current events that takes place in the world, you know, with all these things going on with children, my heart goes out to each and every one of them, whether it be abuse or kidnapping or violence. My heart goes out to them. Or it could be just basically simply they need a mentor for school purposes or for, you know, guidance and direction. I really, my heart is with children, and I just really want to be a mentor to them and just to make a difference in their lives and just to avail myself to help them out with everyday issues that they may go through. I may not have went through some of the type of things that I want to be an advocate for, but I do know how to basically use my boys to guide them down the right path and to make good decisions in life, and just to give them hope, inspiration on how not to be a victim anymore, basically how to break the cycle. And for those who are not going through those type of things, basically how to just mentor them and make sure that they continue down the right path and gain all that they can, you know, within their life and on earth.
Okay, great, Christina. We are here tonight. You just tuned in. This is Francine Humphrey, the Director of Issues Concerning Women. Christina Stevenson is my special guest tonight, so we want to encourage her. She's a young lady, just graduated from college. If you have any suggestions for her, please send them to my message board, and I will definitely get them out to her. If you want to know more about Christina, you can call me at 757-567-6734. And if you have an organization that supports children, we definitely want to connect with you and be a part of your group as well. You will not be disappointed in anything that she comes to the table with, because she's all about her business. What you hear in the background is Thomas Oliver and his band. And we hope that you're enjoying it and that you will tune in next Thursday night for Issues Concerning Women and have a wonderful evening. So we're going to let you listen to the band a little bit, and I'm sure that you can hear it. Last week it came out loud and clear, so we were excited about it. So the next couple of minutes, we're going to let you listen to the band. But if you need to contact me after the show, it's 757-567-6734. Or go to the website at www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. Or you can then go back to blogtalkradio.com/ICW, and you'll be able to leave me a message on the message board. So 30 minutes has gone by really, really quickly, and we're about to wrap it up. So I'll let you listen for a few minutes, and then we're going to end the show. We're having an awesome time tonight at the Helium Time Cafe. Yay! And we want you to come out and join us. You can come Monday through Friday. You don't have to come on Thursday night, but Thursday night is a live music night. And we're hoping that we'll be able to do the open mic night again real soon. So we've been getting requests for that. So we're going to put that together and some other functions that we're going to be doing here for the month of July. So stop on by. We're doing a grassroots fundraiser for issues concerning women. For every combo meal that you purchase, Healing Time Cafe will donate $1 to issues concerning women. Now, if you live out of state and you just want to make a donation because you love what we do, you can do so at ICW, Post Office Box 10307, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. And if you didn't get it, I'm going to repeat it for you. Post Office Box 10307, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. So you can just send a donation, and we'll be more than happy to take care of that for you. Our grand opening for the Women's Center is going to be October the 1st, so we're looking forward to that. So if you have any suggestions or if you have comments, go to the website, www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you soon. And as always, we love you, and thank you for everything that you're doing with Issues Concerning Women, all your questions, and hope that we have been a help to you. Tonight we had Christina Stevenson, and we just want to say thank you, Christina, for coming by. We really appreciate it. And we're going to probably end a few minutes early tonight, so we're going to let you listen to the band, and then we'll end the show. God bless you. Thursday at 8:30, and we are so excited, as always, to be with you. Don't forget, send your emails, your messages. Go to www.issuesconcerningwomen.com, and we will contact you as soon as possible. Be blessed.